Welcome to low-end pressure, rag-a-cut color with an automation-first workflow in Ableton Live 12. In this lesson, we're going to build a drum and bass low-end that hits hard, stays clean, and still has that ragga sound system attitude. The big idea is simple. Don't try to make one bass sound do everything. Instead, split the job into three parts. Let the sub hold the floor, let the mid-bass carry the attitude, and let the rag-a-cut color come alive through automation and effects movement. That approach matters a lot in DNB, because the drop has to do several jobs at once. It has to slam on club systems, keep the groove moving for dancers and DJs, and still leave room for drums, fills, and any vocal moments or switch-ups. If you cram all of that into one static bass patch, the mix gets blurry fast. But if you treat the low end like a system, where each layer has a role, you get pressure, clarity, and movement at the same time. So the sound we're after is a dark roller with ragga energy. Think sub weight, gritty midrange, and those little cut-up phrases that feel like a vocal chop getting thrown through a dub mixer. Not constant decoration, not random noise. We want controlled movement, filter cuts, resonant peaks, delay throws, dub-style space, short moments of color that punch through the bass line like a phrase from a sound system MC. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12 with stock devices only, and we're using an automation-first workflow. That means we design the movement early, not at the very end. The FX performance is part of the arrangement. That's a huge advantage because it helps you make decisions about tension, release, and low-end clarity before you get too deep into sound design rabbit holes. Let's start with the split. Create three tracks, sub, bass mid, and ragga FX or cuts. On the sub track, keep it simple. Use operator or wave eatable with a sine wave. No unison, no width, no drama. Add utility and set width to 0% so it stays mono. If needed, add a Q8 and gently low pass around 80 to 110 Hz, just to keep out unwanted harmonics. The point here is stability. The sub is the foundation. It should be boring in solo and massive in context. Now the bass mid track is where the attitude lives. Build something with movement, but don't widen it too much. A saw-based patch, a restyle layer, or a filtered wave-eatable can all work. Keep the harmonics centered and focused. Use 2 to 4 unison voices at most if you want a little spread, but don't turn it into stereo soup. Add saturator after the synth, with a few dB of drive, then use EQ8 to clean up any harshness around 2.5 to 5kHz if it gets papery or sharp. If you want a dirtier edge, a little redux can add roughness, but be subtle. You want grit, not digital collapse. A really strong advanced move here is to put the bass mid devices inside an instrument rack and map a few macro controls. Think tone, bite, motion, cut, and drive. That gives you fast access to the important moves later, especially once you start automating the arrangement. Now for the ragga cut source. This is important. The cut should feel like a musical event, not just an effect you sprinkle on top. Use a short vocal chop, a reggae-style exclamation, a spoken rhythm, or even a synthesized stab with vocal-like phrasing. Keep it short, usually somewhere between an eighth note and half a bar, and make sure it answers the bass line rather than sitting over it. Warp it to tempo, slice it if needed, and think about the phrasing. In ragga and jungle-influenced DNB, the power is often in the conversation between the bass and the vocal cut. So if the bass says something on the downbeat, let the cut reply at the end of the bar or right before the snare. That call and response energy is what gives the drop character, without overcrowding it. Process that cut source with auto filter, saturator, and echo. You can add reverb or hybrid reverb very lightly, but don't wash it out. We want dub tension, not a dreamy pop vocal. A bandpass or low pass filter with moderate resonance works really well for that ragga, Foreman style flavor. Echo should be tempo synced, with short feedback throws that only appear when you want them. The cut should feel like a dub plate sting or a sound system shout cutting through the bass line for a second, then disappearing again. Now we build the FX system. On the ragga FX track, make an audio effect rack and put in devices like auto filter, saturator, echo, maybe beat repeat or grain delay if you want extra texture and utility for gain staging. If you use beat repeat, keep it controlled. One bar or two bars interval, small grid values, low chance unless you want chaos. If you use grain delay, use it like dub space, not like a permanent texture. The key is to map useful macros, cutoff, resonance, drive, echo throw, effects width, and return level. Here's the teacher note that matters most. Automate macros instead of individual device parameters whenever possible. That keeps the workflow fast and makes the motion feel unified. You're not just tweaking knobs, you're performing the phrase. And remember, One hero control per phrase is usually enough. If cutoff is the star this bar, let drive or delay stay mostly still. Too many moving parts at once usually weakens the impact. In this style, clarity is power. Now we move into automation. Go to arrangement view and draw your movement before you finalize the sound. That's the automation first mindset. Start with a simple 8-bar plan. In bars 1 and 2, keep the cut tight and dry. In bars 3 and 4, open the filter a little and maybe add 1 or 2 dB of drive. In bars 5 and 6, bring an echo throws on the last syllable or slice. In bars 7 and 8, thin out the bass mid-density and let the raga cut poke through a bit more. That kind of pacing creates tension without constantly changing everything. In DNB, repetition is part of the power. The trick is to keep the riff familiar while the tone evolves underneath it. A useful range to think about. Your filter cutoff on the FX layer might sweep from around 200 Hz up into the 2 to 5 kHz area, depending on the sample. For echo feedback on throws, stay around 10 to 35% for controlled space. Go higher only when you really want a transition moment or a dramatic tail. Don't leave the delay on all the time. Use it like punctuation. Then think about the drums. The bass doesn't live alone. In drum and bass, the kick, snare, break edits, and bass all work together. You want the kick and sub to stay out of each other's way. You want the snare crack to stay clear. And you want the raga cut to have room to land, often at the end of a bar or right before a snare hit. If you have a break layer, use drum bus or EQ8 to keep the snare crisp and the groove driving. A classic move is to let the raga cut answer the snare on bar 4 or bar 8, maybe with a short drum fill underneath it. You can even pull the bass mid down for half a bar so the cut hits harder. That kind of negative space is a huge part of dark roller energy. The less often you do it, the stronger it feels. Once the section is working, resample it. This is where advanced producers can really lock in character. Create a new audio track, set it to resampling, or route the bass bus into it, and record your best automation pass. Then chop the recorded audio into hits, tails, throws, and weird little accidental textures that might sound better than the original idea. You can reverse a cut, add warp markers, layer a resampled hit under the original bass, or build fills from the tail of the FX movement. Resampling is powerful because it turns automation into arranged material. Instead of treating the motion like something that only exists in real time, you print it and shape it like a break. That's very much in the spirit of heavy DNB production. Now arrange the section like a DJ would hear it. Think in phrases. A clean practical layout for a 16-bar drop could go like this. Bars 1 through 4 establish the main bass motif with minimal effects. Bars 5 through 8 introduce the raga cut phrases and more filter movement. Bars 9 through 12 open the top end a bit and maybe add a delay throw, or a half-bar bass rest. Bars 13 through 16 strip the bass mid back briefly, then bring everything back hard for the next transition. For darker rollers, keep it lean. The bass motif should be memorable within 2 bars. The raga cut should feel like a hook, not clutter. And space is your friend. The less often you use the color, the more impact it has when it arrives. Before you call it done, check the low end like a club record. Make sure the sub is mono. Make sure there is no facey stereo junk below about 120 Hz. Make sure the bass mid isn't masking the kick transient. And make sure the raga cut doesn't turn harsh when the whole drop gets louder. Utility is your friend here. Spectrum is your friend here. EQ8 is your friend here. A limiter can help on a bus if needed, but don't use it to hide bad balance. A useful habit is to turn the bass mid and effects down until the drums feel almost too exposed, then bring them back only as far as the groove needs. That's how you keep aggression and clarity living together. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the raga cut too wide. Keep the core centered and let the stereo interest live in the returns or delayed tails. Don't overdo distortion on the whole bass. Saturate the mid layer, not the sub. Don't automate everything at once. Pick one main motion per phrase. Don't leave the effects on all the time. The surprise is part of the power. And don't ignore drum and bass interaction. If the groove gets muddy, shorten note lengths or back off the mid layer before touching the sub. If you want to push it further, try a few advanced variations. Make a 2-stage cut phrase, with 1 dry and tight version and 1 delayed version, then alternate them every 4 bars. Print a throw and reverse it for a reverse prep transition before the downbeat. Use a fast gain drop after a delay throw for a dub choke moment, or sneak in a tiny octave-shifted harmonic layer during transitions for extra tension without sounding melodic. You can also use return tracks as performance zones. Keep your RADA-style delays and reverbs on sends so you can punch them in only when the phrase needs lift. That keeps the core sound clean and gives you more control over the excitement. Here's a quick practice move. Build a 2-bar bass riff, add one vocal or synth chop, create an audio effect rack with autofilter, saturator, and echo, map cutoff, drive, and throw, then automate those controls across 8 bars. Resample it, chop the best moment into 3 hits, and decide whether the groove wants deeper bass, mid, or simpler FX. If the loop feels heavier with less, you're doing it right. So the recap is this. Keep your sub, bass, mid, and RAGA FX separate. Use automation first thinking. Treat the cut like a response to the bass and drums. Resample the best moments. And remember that in dark DNB, the win comes from controlled contrast, heavy low end, selective grit, and precise bass.